having me.
Hey, you're welcome. We talked to Coach Traphagen moments ago. You both had some time off. What did your team do during the break in the last couple weeks?
Well, I they got to go home and spend some time with family, which is, you know, important. Same with me and my family. You know, probably for us, to be really honest, they got a chance to get away and maybe recharge a little bit, get some of the negative thoughts out of their heads and kind of come back, refocus, and rejuvenate, ready to go here.
Well, let's say you're on a four-game losing streak. I know that's not always fun to bring up, but when you take a look at what you did the last four games, is something standing out in each of those four games?
Well, yeah, I mean, just, quite honestly, not the plays that you have to win basketball games. You know, we're not showing those winning attributes that that we did early. Probably got people a little bit too excited maybe when we were 2-0 in the league and 5-1. And probably panicked a little too much when things went sideways here a little bit. But you're never as far away from being where you want to be or where you don't want to be, as it sometimes feels. So, you know, over the last four games, it's been a lot of different things. You know, we've been missing guys. You know, we've had over our last four games a total of, you know, 7 missed games out of our bigs. We don't have a whole lot of depth in there to start with. And then we haven't played as well. And haven't scored as well. You know, early in the year, we probably had a chance to win some games because we just outscored people. And you and everybody else knew I was pretty frustrated with our defensive effort. And then we didn't score as well there for a couple games in that stretch and gave ourselves no chance. But I really like how we've practiced this week.
Are you going to have all your bigs ready for this weekend? You're going to need them with the two teams you got coming in.
Well, I don't know. Preston Rayburn is nursing an injury, and I probably won't know until about tomorrow whether he'd go or not. And, you know, we're hopeful that he can. Obviously, you know, he's been a really nice player for us. We will have Kielpinski back, so that helps. But, you know, it's going to have to be a by-committee sort of deal here the rest of the year, even when those guys are healthy and playing.
That's too bad. That's too bad. But you know what? Sometimes you find guys off the bench that will take that spot and they'll take that challenge and help you out.
Yeah, and we're fortunate. You know, one of those guys that's gotten a chance to play a little bit more here lately is, you know, Alex Roby, who has played in big games for us. You know, he's been in some championship games and he's been in our program for 4 years and he's done a nice job. And Kibu Johnson, a freshman out of Minneapolis, gotten to play a little bit more in the last 2 or 3 games, and we're really excited about his future, but he's really started to turn it on here the last couple games. So yep, without a doubt, you know, it's kind of that next man up mentality. Obviously us basketball coaches we're not quite as used to this kind of situation as those football guys are, because it happens every day to them.
Yeah.
You know, but it's part of the game. And to be clear, it's not the reason that the only reason that we struggle here lately. There's a lot of things that go into it, but you certainly like to have everybody available to you when you're trying to get things turned around.
So how does that affect your rotation then, Coach? Are you going to try and continue to go a little bit deeper with your bench, or because guys are having to step up a little bit earlier, do you shorten that bench then?
Well, you know, I wish I could tell you, because we would have made that decision already. We've tried a little bit of both. You know, we've tried to kind of keep it normal and just put different guys into those slots. And then we've tried to play Jordan Stotts a bunch of minutes, and it probably wasn't fair to him and put him in some bad spots where, you know, he's having to pick and choose his spots more than we would like. And so, you know, if we have everybody, we'll go back to how we were playing earlier in the year, you know, when we had everyone. If not, we're going to have to figure it out. You know, there's been times against certain opponents we can go really small. And other opponents, we just can't do that. So it'll really depend, you know. And obviously, when you're struggling, the last two teams or two of the last teams you want to see rolling into your gym are Morehead and Northern, because those guys are both. I think one has 1 loss, the other one has 3 losses, but they're both at 9 or 10 wins, and we're gonna have our hands full regardless.
Yeah, how do you match up with those guys? Are they long teams? Are they quick, high scoring type clubs? Tell us about these two.
Yep, no, they're different teams. You know, they split. You know, Northern beating Morehead is Morehead's only loss on the year. Morehead's probably the deepest and most talented team that Wolf played. They play 11 or 12, and they're 11 and 12 guys. think and play like starters. You know, they don't come in and aren't tentative and don't just move the ball. I mean, they're looking to attack. They've got some really nice athletes on the wing that have some length, and then they've got three, four big guys. And so they'll put us in ball screen situations all night, and we'll have to handle that. And they gamble a lot on defense. Hopefully we can take care of the basketball and make them pay for that. And then on Saturday, Northern's just a really exactly what you think a Coach Sather team would be. You know, they're tough, they're physical, they're feisty, and they're just finding ways to win games. I mean, they're talented, but what impresses me the most about them is just how together they are and how hard they play.
Coach, let's see, one team, Mankato, the only team in the Northern Sun in the top 25 coaches poll. I'm kind of surprised that Moorhead's not there. Maybe Winona. Maybe we'll see some of that changing over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know, and those would be the two teams right offhand, you know, that I would think would be in the mix. Definitely Moorhead. I know Winona maybe had a loss or two in the preseason when they didn't have a couple guys that maybe raised some eyebrows with tests. That team did not lose a beat. You know, I know a lot of people thought with Clayton Vetti leaving and some other guys that they might take a step back. They haven't. They are huge. they play really well, and they got a good coach, and then they've done a lot of good things, have great tradition. But Moorhead is another team. St. Cloud's another team that can be in that mix. And obviously Mankato's as good as anyone in the country, in my opinion. So, you know, it's one of those leagues where no one's going to feel sorry for you when you're struggling a little bit. You're going to have to fight your way out of it, that's
yep.
for sure.
You're going to see some great basketball this weekend. Moorhead tomorrow night and then Northern on Saturday afternoon at the Stewart Center. Chris, we wish you the best this weekend. Thanks for the time today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you throwing a little Jeremy on there for me too, Chris.
You got it, Coach. Anytime. See, you caught it. I got you.
You got some. Got us a bumper out here, Tubbs?
You want me to do this?
Come on, bumper us some music there. For the coach himself.
I love
you.
It, guys.
I got you, Coach.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, take care, guys.
There it is. A little Pearl Jam for you. Jeremy spoken.
Maybe Coach should have his own headsets on when he comes out onto the floor.
He should.
Game day.
Bumping those Beats by Dre.
Yeah.